Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Diva Strategies for Success. I am so excited because I have a fabulous guest today. Her name is Dr. Joan Wakelin. She's an author, international speaker, and an empowerment facilitator. Let me tell you a little bit about her. Dr. Joan E. Wakelin is also the founder of Positive One, and that's spelled P-O-S-I-T-I-V and then the number one. Their mission statement is serving humanity through positivity. Positive One touches lives through serving, using written words of wisdom and the spoken word. She is also an author, international speaker, and an empowerment facilitator. She also serves as the director of the Riverside Network, affiliate of the Global Society of Female Entrepreneurs in California. Over the years, she has received many awards, including the Lifetime Achievement Award from the last three presidents of the United States. She also received the Call to Service and numerous awards from senators, Congress, and dignitaries to honor her for her work of service. She won the title for Miss Elegance International in the Women of Achievement Pageant in September 2021. In December 2021, she was honored as the Citizen of the Month by the mayor and city delegates for her service to the city of Menifee, California. Joan recently received the She Inspires Me Award, SEMA International Global Award from London, England, plus several other international awards. In 2022, she was awarded the Honorary Humanitarian Doctorate degree for her service to others. Welcome, Dr. Joan Wakelin. I'm so happy to have you on the show today. How are you?
Good morning. It's a pleasure to be on the show. I'm doing wonderful. Thank you.
I have some questions for you. Together, we can achieve more. What do you need to change in order to attract those that you desire for your projects?
Lady Robbie, communication is the key. I share my vision, and then I wait for the response, evaluate that response to see if it's a right fit so that it's a win-win for both parties. Because really, people don't care how much you know. It's how you make them feel. And if they're not a good fit, then I move on.
That's so true. You seem very passionate in helping others. What drives you to do this?
It's a legacy that I want to leave for my grandchildren. You know, I've used mentors over the years, and I use several mentors. I just take what it is that I need from each person, and whatever it is I learn, I put it into action. Without mentors, I would not be who I am today. It's a great feeling when I can help. I call that my psychic paycheck.
That's so cool. You have a servant's heart. Have you received benefits for what you do?
Pursue their dreams. Through serving, I've met many influential individuals, distinguished individuals, I may add. I don't get a monetary compensation, Lady Robbie. However, I have received many awards, and I'm really proud to have been given the Lifetime Achievement Awards by the three presidents of the United States. And the last one that I got, that honorary degree for humanitarianism, I was shocked. I couldn't believe that people were seeing what I was doing, because I wasn't doing it to be seen. I was just doing it from the heart. So I am very humbled.
Well, you certainly serve many, many people, and you've touched many lives. You are a published author. Tell us about your book, and what would you say to encourage someone to tell their story?
The title of my book is called The Run for Freedom, and that's actually my story. I left my beautiful island of Jamaica in 1980. I just could not stay there any longer because I was running to persevere, just to preserve my life and to get better for my child. I did not want to be shot or anything bad happening to me so that he wouldn't have a mother. So I decided that I would come to America with him. And that was the story of my book. It's called The Run for Freedom. What I would say to anyone who would like to write a story is just start, you know, story. So if they start journaling, they can go back and get all the ideas that they would probably not have remembered. My articles were written on my cell phone using the Pages app and the microphone. Just start, you know. Self-publishing has made it so much easier now. Through Amazon, one can publish using KDP, Kindle. So that would be my suggestion to them. Just start and just write it down. When they get an idea, don't wait until they lose the idea. Put it down in your cell phone under the notes app and then go back and put it where you can always have access without losing it. You can even email yourself, but just start.
How long did it take you to, and how much time did you give to it each day?
I could not give you a definite time each day because sometimes my ideas came at night. When I got up at 3 o'clock in the morning, I felt the burning desire that I had to write. It's like the ideas were in my head and I had to get it on paper. So the cell phone was the quickest thing that I could do it. And that's how I started writing on the cell phone. But I would say in all, I probably took about 3 months to get it all compiled together with the help of one of our members of GSFE, Lori Roppe. And that's how I got that book through Amazon. And it became a number one bestseller, international also. So I'm very happy about the results.
How did you get the idea for the cover?
For the cover, there was another person in GSFC. Her name is Angela Cavani. Angela has Havana Publishing Company, and she does graphic designs also. She did a beautiful cover for me, and when I told her that when I was leaving Jamaica, I looked out of the window of that plane and saw the azure blue waters, and I wanted to capture that. And she did a beautiful cover that's cobalt blue, and it looks just like the ocean. So I have to give credit to her for that.
You mentioned that you had an idea in the late 1980s, but it was only manifested in 2022. What took you so long?
Oh, there are naysayers out there, you know. Amazing how you can have an idea and you mention it to someone and then they take it away. I call these guys dream stealers because they sabotage you. When you are passionate and persistent, you will find a way to make it happen. What happened, why it took so long? I also worked for corporate America, and I could not fulfill my dream of doing T-shirts there. After I retired, I thought about it. There's so much unkindness going in the world today, and I decided that I would have T-shirts done with positive sayings on that. Well, the name that I wanted to use when I went back to the website to do it, I couldn't use it. Somebody else had the same idea, spelled same way, and so I thought I'd lost it. One day I went to a meeting for GSSE in Menifee, and there was a brand marketing person by the name of Pamela Moffat. And I asked her at the end of her talk, what would she suggest? And she gave me the name Positive One, spelled P-O-S-I-T-I-V, One. That same minute, there was another member, her name, Jeanette DeHoulier. Jeanette decided that she would go on and she would capture all the domains, positiveone.com, positiveone.org, positiveone.net. I choose to use positiveone.com right now, but I bought all the domains so that I could use them for future use. So what I do now is I put positive sayings on T-shirts, and it was such a wonderful thing when I was at a Kindness Day event for GSSE, and I saw the ladies walking with pink T-shirts supporting me. It was such an awesome feeling. So my message is going to be thrown out on T-shirts and cups. That's where I will speak to the world through words.
What kind of cups?
They're stainless, can be used both for hot or cold, and their sizes are 16 ounces. So it's something that you can take just cold water in like a thermos, or you can do, I do juicing, so you can put your juices or whatever beverage you choose to put in them. But I also had a picture of when the poppies were blooming in Lake Elsinore in 2018. I'd had that picture. It was so beautiful. So I have that on the cups. It's engraved on the cups. So it's a beautiful cup saying, be kind. Be the change you desire. Because we have to change within ourselves before we can create a change.
Those would be fabulous Mother's Day gifts for me, for people to look at, because it's always nice to give something positive to people. So that is up. Well, let me ask you this. The T-shirts, do they come in more than one color, or what are the colors?
I do right now pink and blue and black. Those seem to be the favorite colors. But I actually take custom orders because I don't want to mass produce anything. So I take custom orders.
That's good. What is that website to look at what you offer?
It's positiveone.com.
And spell out positive so they get it right.
Positiveone.com. P-O-S-I-T-I-V-1. The number one. .com. And also I have another website that's called the Run for Freedom, where they can see a little bit about my also order from Amazon if they would like to get a copy of the book. I'm also working on another book that's called Change Your Words, Change Your Thoughts, and Change Your Destiny, and that should be out before the end of this year.
How did you get the idea for that book?
Just, I changed myself. I was a piece of coal that has been heated up to become a diamond. And with that change, I've acquired so much knowledge, so much wisdom. And so I decided that I would pass this on. Initially, I just wanted it to be for my children, my grandchildren, And then someone said to me, you would be selfish not to share this. So that's how the book got. And I have had Lady Robbie, you've been very inspirational for me. You've actually been the push that I needed to get going, because there's sometimes when people have ideas and you sit on it because you, for some reason, somebody sabotaged you or you just thought it wasn't that valuable. My message to anyone who has an idea, it's your dream. Follow your dream. Follow your heart. Be passionate about what you want. Be persistent to attain what you desire. Without actions, nothing happens. You can dream and dream, but until you act, nothing becomes a reality. And I have seen so many people just push their dream aside because somebody discouraged them. I'm here to tell you, folks, let nobody steal your dreams. You do what you have to do. You do it from the heart. And if you're not greedy, if you're not chasing dollars, the dollars will eventually come to you. The bad thing that I had, and I had to change this, I was always running after the money. And one day I realized, look, you don't have to do this. What you need is an army of supporters. And you say what your dream is. And whoever thinks that this is good for you and they can help you and at the same time create a win-win situation, then you will succeed. But my thing is, we have to keep passionate about goals are that we want to have fulfilled.
You also entered a pageant. Tell me about that.
That was interesting. I was at one of the GSFE meetings, I think it was in Long Beach, and I met Marlena Martin. And she asked if I would want to go in this pageant. And my age, I was 79, I said to her, a pageant lady, because the only thing that could come in my head at that time about a pageant was a beauty pageant. And I never thought that there are pageants out there that would recognize women for what they'd achieved. So I told her no at first. Let me think about it. That was my way of getting her to leave me alone. But she persisted. And I decided, oh, why not? What have I got to lose? This was one of the greatest experiences that I had. I met beautiful people. They were so sweet and kind to me. And say what my platform was. I didn't even know what platform meant. But finally, I found out and I realized that I was always an advocate for hunger, hungry children. And so I made a speech about the orphanage that supports hungry children in Malawi, and I became a supporter of them. I got the first prize for that speech contest. Another thing
you
I'd love to share right at this point, at
well,
this
first
point
off,
I'd
you
love
also
to share.
You also won a title. What was the title you won?
Yes, the title that I had was Woman of Achievement International, Miss Elegance, Woman of Achievement International. So that was the title that more or less allowed me to meet a lot more women. And I kept in touch with many. My mission, Dr. Robbie, as you know, is to empower women. because we have women that don't know their value. They don't have enough self-worth. And there's a difference between self-care and self-worth. Women, you have to know your value.
What are the factors that have made you successful?
I would say passion, humility, discipline. That's my PhD from the University of Life. I call that my PhD. But other factors that come into play is compassion. You have to have compassion for humankind. When I met you, Lady Robbie, I remember how compassionate you were. Being a loner, when I met your group, I thought, this is where I needed to be. Because I saw how you treated the lady that was with cancer and she was undying, and not too many people visit the sick, but you were there every day. And I said, this is a lady that I will emulate. I would like to always be there to serve women, because the men, they get the paycheck. They're all right, but the women are always like the underdogs. They do the work. They don't get the pay. They don't get the same pay. They don't have the knowledge sometimes. Sometimes they're shut down, but they're there just because they're women. So that is a change I'd really like to see. And I remembered when I went for my first job, I was turned away because they... person who interviewed me said, I like you, but you may just go off and get pregnant and the job has to be done. That was in the 60s. Now, if that was said to me, that would be discriminatory. We need to have a change.
You are the director of a GSFE network. Tell me about that. We have about 6 minutes still.
Well, what has happened to me is I decided that I would team up with the group that's Empowering Women. That's your mission. And I asked if I could be the director, because leadership price to pay. When one starts leading, we have to have different personalities that we meet, and we have to know how to speak with each one so that we can grow and let them grow at the same time. We have to be careful at the words that we use, because they can create hurt. We don't want to hurt people, but at the same time, they need to know what is their weakness, and move towards working on them. Everybody has something to work on. There's no perfect person. To sit and listen from influencers. People have been through the school of hard knocks, and that they can tell you stuff. What I liked about GSFE is that you may have someone who comes in, they're in a business, and they want to know more about social media probably, or how to form an LLC, what is the difference between a sole prop, how to do taxes. We are like a resourceful group. If someone comes in and they want to have information, they can get that information. We don't prophesy to know everything, but we can find out who could we connect with that individual that needs the help. For me, I did not know anything about even Facebook. Now, I learned so much about social media. We have people in there who can connect you. We even have a scholarship for the ones who would like to learn more to so that they can improve their business, but they may not have the money to do it. So JCP offers a scholarship to a woman that's a JCP member, that she can get the knowledge that she needs so that she can catapult her business to another level. It's an amazing group, and I have been to other groups, yes. But what I like about GSSD is that it's an affordable fee to be a member. It's a member that seeks to improve each other. We don't have time to sit and compete with each other. We have to make you get to be that person that you have dreamt about and who believes that you can become what you believe. So we don't have time to play around all the time. We know how to balance having fun and at the same time doing business.
That's great. So what's next for you, and how can people reach you? We have 2 minutes and 49 seconds.
What's next for me? I will be completing my book. As a matter of fact, I have another compilation that I just doing, and that is a book that will be coming out by, I want to say, in 6 months. And that is from a member in the GSFE group called Avi Robinson. It's going to be called Impact, because we want to be impactful on what we put outside there. We're hoping that it will touch lives. You know, if we can just save one person from going down the drain of suicide or not doing right because you don't have the support, we're going to be there to support that person. I have put my life out. That's my mission. I need to support. I don't have monetary support to give individuals because I'm not rich, but I have knowledge. And if I don't have the knowledge, I will connect you to the person who can help you. That's my mission. I'm a connector.
So how can people reach you? We're down to about 89 seconds.
You can reach me at Joan E. Wakeland, JoanEWakeland at gmail.com. You can view me on positive1.com or therunforfreedom.com. You can text me at 909-721-7648. I only take texts because there's so many scammers. I know they're out there. You may be one of them listening, but I will only take text messages and I will answer them appropriately to the best of my ability.
Well, Joan, Dr. Joan Wakeland, we're down to about 12 seconds. So it has been a pleasure having you on the show today. And I'm sure that all the people listening are going to get some fabulous information because you are just such a great person that serves. So I'm so happy to have you, and thank you so much.